Would you like to be pain-free for the rest of your life? Think again.
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardner, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
I just read a recent news article about a little girl in Georgia who has a rare condition causing her not to be able to feel pain. Scalding soup, cuts and bruises. If she falls down on the playground, gets a broken limb, an arm or a leg, she can't feel any of it. Someone has to watch her constantly. You know, pain is a very valuable thing. It tells us something is wrong so we can get some help. We like to avoid pain, but actually it plays an important role in our health and well-being. If we think pain is the problem, we're wrong. Pain is just a sign that points us to the problem. Of course, there's more than one kind of pain. Emotional pain can be more excruciating than physical pain. It shouldn't be ignored or discounted either. Just like the little girl, not to feel our pain can make matters worse. If you are experiencing emotional pain right now, the fact that you can feel it is a good sign. That's healthy and God-given. Don't treat the pain, treat the problem. Don't avoid the pain, embrace the opportunity for a solution. I suggest you make an appointment with the divine physician. When he says, "Where does it hurt?" tell him. Later, when you are well, you will be grateful that pain was there to point you to recovery. This is Barbara Lardner from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, www.hannahscupboard.com.